Hello friends, this is Yoga Anita, and today I want to talk to you about a song I heard on the radio, and that song is Victoria's Secret. Some of you might know that recently I started hosting a radio show called Healthy Living with Yoga Anita. On this show, I invite guests to talk about alternative remedies, nutrition, body work, and other things and tips for a healthy you. Intermingled with the guest interviews, I play music. Preparing for the broadcast, I usually select songs of a more new age or classic rock vibe, but lately I've been hearing this tune by Jax on pop radio, and here are some of the lyrics. God, I wish somebody would have told me when I was younger that all bodies aren't the same. Photoshop, itty-bitty models on magazine covers told me I was overweight. I stopped eating. What a bummer. Can't have carbs in a hot girl summer. If I could go back and tell myself when I was younger, I'd say, psst, I know Victoria's Secret. And girl, you wouldn't believe. She's an old man who lives in Ohio making money off of girls like me, cashing in on body issues, selling skin and bones with big boobs. I know Victoria's Secret. She was made up by a dude. This pop tune really resonated with me as I thought back to my own preteen and teenage body issues with role models such as Twiggy and the supermodels like Christie Brinkley and pop stars who graced magazine covers. These women usually had long, flowing, straight locks, impossibly long legs, and incredibly skinny bodies. The magazines that featured them usually would have an article about their exercise and eating habits, which I tried to emulate. But just like my naturally curly hair, these habits never achieved cover girl results. But I persisted. With each new diet and exercise program, hair and skin product, until I looked what I thought to be perfect. It wasn't until my mid-40s that I finally said enough. My body is a certain size. I like certain foods. For instance, I love dark chocolate. And I'm going to enjoy life. My yoga practice helped. In my yoga practice, I try to incorporate the yamas. Yamas are self-awareness you gain by practicing the five yamas that can help you transform negative energy and cultivate a deep, abiding sense of peace. The first yama is ahimsa, or non-harming, which includes all living beings and myself. If you practice ahimsa, try being more kind, accepting, and forgiving of everyone, including yourself. You can't do that while trying to conform to someone else's image of beauty and body size. Stay healthy, but stay true to yourself. Thanks, Jax, for the reminder. This is Yoga Anita. Love and peace. And on Saturdays, please tune into my weekly radio show on WLPZ 95.1 FM and streaming live on WLPZ.org.